AP News for this Christmas Day. I'm Jackie Quinn. There are still no arrests in two mall shootings that marred the Christmas holiday. In Colorado Springs, one man was killed last night when a fight between two groups became a gun battle at the Citadel Mall.
There were two groups of individuals that were engaged in a fight when the shooting started.
Police spokesman Ira Cronin on KDRO and police in Ocala, Florida are offering a reward for tips that lead to the capture of 39-year-old Albert Shell Jr. He's wanted for premeditated first-degree murder charges in the killing of a tattoo artist inside a crowded mall. They say the victim was targeted. With Christmas falling on a Monday, many people need to get back to work tomorrow, and travel will be dangerous in parts of the upper Midwest and the plains. Bob Orovec at the National Weather Service.
Pretty broad area of heavy snow forecast, mostly across South Dakota and Nebraska, where totals today are expected to be anywhere from 6 to 12 inches, but with the wind blowing around, there'll be some drifting snow.
Heavy rain, even the possibility of flooding, will hit some areas along the eastern seaboard. This is the busiest air travel holiday in years. Southwest Airlines is still reporting cancellations and delays today. Did you get some gift cards for presents? Our Rita Foley has a reminder to use them soon.
A lot of us just put them in the drawer and forget about them. So here's something you may want to know. There could be expiration dates or inactivity fees on those cards. Bankrate found that 47% of U.S. adults had at least one unspent gift card or voucher. I'm Rita Foley.
Both Israel and Hamas are giving lukewarm reactions to a ceasefire proposal from Egypt that would mandate a hostage release and appoint a panel of experts to run the Palestinian government. This is AP News. Vladimir Putin's most prominent foe in Russia has been located in a new prison after going missing for several weeks.
Associates of imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny say he's been located at a prison above the Arctic Circle nearly 3 weeks after contact with him was lost. Navalny is serving a 19-year sentence on charges of extremism. I'm Julie Walker.
There's a sprawling caravan of some 6,000 migrants from Central America, Venezuela, Cuba, and other countries making its way toward the U.S. through Mexico. The group hopes to arrive in Mexico before a visit later this week from Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Purdue remains the top-ranked men's basketball team in the AP College poll, but Florida Atlantic has made its way up to 7. I'm Jackie Quinn. AP News.